Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
You ready, Bills Mafia? Are you ready? Like, seriously. I mean, the song says we're ready to go. I want to make sure you're ready because I'm going to tell you this right now. Patriots fans are ready. Like, it is just kind of wild. I'm not going to say weird. It's been a bit weird, like, how hyped this game is getting and being played up in Boston. I'm not saying it's not a big game. I'll have to explain and give you a little nuance here as I go along on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, because it's just really struck me this week how big this game Sunday is being played up in Boston and the New England area, Patriots fans. And I think there's several reasons for that, but we're going to get into all that today here. Welcome into the Friday, Football Friday, Extra Point Show here at WGR Sports Radio 550, brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash? Call Celino, call the eights, and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, Crosby's Hometown Fuel, game day ready since 1922. We will have Bills head coach Sean McDermott a little bit later here in the Extra Point Show, probably about an hour from now. I always say, keep your head and your ears on a swivel. You never know. There's meetings going on. They have other production meetings for media and TV and stuff like that, so you never know when the schedule changes, and all of a sudden, bam, we get the head coach earlier than we thought, but right now we're planning on him a little over an hour from now. And that will be a really important radio appearance when I didn't think it would be 24 hours ago. I mean, 24 hours ago, like, yep, you got guys coming back. And yes, of course it would be, are they still going to rule out Joey Bosa and whatever? But everybody's getting a little healthier. And the team's getting a little healthier. And it's nice. And all these guys are on the injury report that have missed games. Guys are coming back. Guys are limited. Guys are getting healthier. Joey Bosa, Terrell Bernard, Joshua Palmer, Spencer Brown, all limited, on the right track. Dalton Kincaid, full. No major injuries from last game. Cole Bishop has cramping. He's got a calf injury, but he's good to go. And then, bam, Christian Benford shows up on yesterday's injury report as limited with a toe injury. Something obviously happened during practice because he was a full participant on Wednesday. And then I even saw him practicing yesterday. But after practice, he was seen in a walking shoe, I guess you'd say. I did not see him. Several of my colleagues did. They described it. Lance Lysowski of the News described it as more of a walking shoe. Elena Getzenberg of ESPN.com described it as a short walking boot. So it wasn't like one of those big boots that you see like we saw Ed Oliver with maybe a couple of months ago. But the point is that Christian Benford did something to his toe. We don't know what that is. Now Sean McDermott's appearance here in about an hour from now becomes much more, I think, important for information on what's happening with Christian Benford. So we will do all of that. We'll get with Paul Hamilton and, of course, a weather check with Pat Hammer. There are some signs that I've seen and people telling me that this could be a snow game. How snowy? I'm not sure. We'll ask Patrick Hammer about that, what the weather forecast looks like in Foxborough, in New England. And I know a lot of you are probably going there for the game, or you're headed there, or you're already kind of over there going to the game. this actual game, believe it or not, I get this. We get these random emails that come into our mailbox here at Odyssey, and I'm sure, you know, like, you probably do it your company in some capacity. I don't know, wherever you work, but if you're in media, you get a lot of them. I know that. And whether you're radio or TV, and people want stuff promoted, they want you to have somebody on to talk about it. So I got this one, and it was from, according to TickPick. Okay, so they're promoting them, but that's who it came from, so I'll give it to them. The upcoming Bills-Patriots matchup is the priciest New England home game of the season. This game is 34% more expensive than the second most expensive game of the season, which was Patriots against Steelers on September 21st. The average price of that game was, or is, or is it the average price of this game? $310. All right, that was the price of the Steelers game. The average price for a ticket here in New England for this game, $415. It says the current get-in price, I guess that's the lowest, $270. Crazy. So, and they're comparing it to since COVID, since 2020, which games were the most expensive in New England Patriots, Foxborough, Gillette Stadium history. This would be the third right now behind Tom Brady's return, which makes sense, in 2021. And then the game against the Eagles in 2023, which makes, you know, sense as well. Another big game. Cowboys on the list. Patriots-Bills actually in 2021 was really big. Remember, the Bills beat them. That was Stephon Diggs' taillights game on Monday Night Football. But this game, apparently, from this email I got and promoting it from TickPick, it says average price, average ticket, $415 in Foxborough. Want to go to the game? There you go. There are generally less Bills fans in Foxborough than other stadiums. And one of the reasons is simply this. It's more expensive to get in there. And Patriots fans don't normally, when they were really good, obviously, they wouldn't be dumping their tickets as much. Last few years, more Bills fans have showed up, no doubt. And I think that's because the Patriots haven't been good. They're like, yeah, just we'll sell our tickets and, you know, save some money for the holidays, whatever. But generally, you know, I go to all these games and I really try to take stock in how many Bills fans and Bills Mafia are on the road. Generally, there are not as many Bills fans in Gillette as there are elsewhere. I think that'll be the case again. It'll be tougher for Bills Mafia to get in because Patriots fans will not want to sell these tickets. They'll want to see their team possibly win an AFC East championship. That's what's on the line here for them, the AFC East. If they win this game, this is what we call a t-shirt and hat game. Patriots win this game, they win the East. All right? But that's kind of where I want to go with this and ask you and talk about. 803-0550, Sean McDermott at just over in the 11 o'clock hour. We also will have Pat Hammer at 11:30. If possible, we'll get Paul Hamilton on today. Talk a little bit about the Sabres last night. I did not see the third period. Fell asleep. I had an event to go to. Came home. Watched the first two periods. Watched Syracuse basketball. Watched the NFL game. I literally had three different screens going on last night. Dan, do you do that a lot? You have a different... Dan Dale's the producer today. Do you have different screens going on and computer or whatever to watch games?
Oh, of course. I have my laptop right in front of me. I got my TV in the background. I got my phone on the side.
See?
I got everything for one of each sport.
That's what I had last night. I had football game on TV. I had the Sabres game on my laptop. And I had the Syracuse basketball game on my phone. And then in between, like, when I would switch. I'd put the Sabres game on the TV and the football game on the laptop, depending on when it was, until it got late and all that. So anyway, I went to bed. It was 3-2. I woke up. It was 3-2. Sabres won. If we get a chance, we'll talk with Paul Hamilton about that a little bit later today. But it is a Buffalo football Monday, and we're talking about Bills-Patriots today. Game Sunday at 1 p.m. So I'm going to say this, all right? And I'm going to explain a little bit more about it. This game, judging by media I've done in the Boston area this week. This is radio shows. I was on a TV station this morning. Podcast. Matt Bove and I, by the way, did a podcast. It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. What we call a crossover pod with the hosts of the Six Rings pod. That's Fitzy, Nick Stevens with Meg O. Great, great group. We love doing it with them. They're really cool, actually. I know it's hard to say and believe that, you know, Boston people, Bills fans, but no, seriously, they did a really good job. And we love doing that. Check it out. Really good. At Sal Sports on YouTube, you can watch us all, or you can just listen wherever you podcast. But I did that, and I've done several Boston media this week. And the main theme is basically how monstrous this game is for the Patriots that I come away with. And on top of that, not only that, okay, but there seems to be some sort of, I don't know, it's hard to find a word for this, but they have this real big, like, hang up on the fact that the Bills are favored in this game. Like, I go on WEEI the other day, our sister station in Boston. First question out of the host's mouth, why do you think the Bills are favored in this game? Like, you know, because they are still a good team. They have Josh Allen. They've been very good in December. I don't know. It's a 1.5-point spread, right? Like, if the Patriots were favored in this game by 1.5, I don't think any Bills fan would be like, I can't believe the Patriots are favored. Now, if the Pats came here favored by 1.5, you might be feeling that's pretty disrespectful, but they have a second-year quarterback. They haven't been the team that's been winning the division. I think that's a little more understandable if that were the case, and you'd be like, wait a minute, that's kind of odd. In this case, I don't find it kind of odd, to be honest with you. Like, okay, the Bills are favored by 1.5. Like, is that really disrespectful? It's the Bills are the 5-time defending AFC East champs. They still have Josh Allen. They've won a couple games in a row here. They are very good December football team. Patriots have played a softer schedule, and I don't want to bang on the Patriots for it. I just think that, yeah, there's certainly reasons, right? And it's Vegas. Like, people bet on Josh Allen, so whatever. That was number one. And then number two, I did a show today, and the hosts say to me, and maybe you feel this way, and this is what I want to ask, okay? 803-0550. Here's the number. 803-0550. I want to get your thoughts on this. Like, how big is this game for you as a Bills fan? Knowing where the Bills are in the standings. The Bills are making the playoffs, folks. I mean, barring an epic collapse, right? They're making the playoffs. They have over a 90% chance to make it. If the Bills were to win one more game out of their last four, I think they're in almost no matter what. Maybe not. I guess other things can fall, but they're making the playoffs. Now, they might not win the East. The chances of that are pretty unlikely at this point, but it still could happen. They'd have to win this week. But knowing that the Bills are going to make the playoffs and that they probably won't win the division and they're going to get a 5, 6, or 7 seed and go on the road, knowing that going into this game, how big is this game for you? Because I'm telling you, in Boston, it's freaking huge. And the host says to me today when I go on the radio, on TV, I mean, he says, is this a, if Drake May beats the Bills and Josh Allen again, like they did in the week 5, he says, is this a passing of the torch? Okay. Maybe I'm just a little naive here. I don't know. I'm like, no, like Josh Allen's 29 and he still is going to be playing football for a while. Like, maybe the Patriots win have a year they win the division. Heck, maybe they start alternating division championship for the next few years because the Patriots are right there and the Bills are right there. But a passing of the torch? Like, when I think of passing of the torch, I think, like, you know, Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers. Like, Favre's going off into the sunset. I know he went and played. I think, actually, of Brady's leaving Tampa, they're not going to be good. Here comes Josh Allen. Like, that's more of a passing of the torch. I've always said the difference between when the Patriots ended their run and the Bills came up, the difference between that and now, the Patriots were already on a decline with a older quarterback. Like, you could see it. That's not the case. Now, you could argue the Bills aren't the same team. I agree. You could say they're on the decline from what they've been. I don't disagree with that. But the Bills still have Josh Allen, and he's old. So I don't see any passing of the torch here, even if the Bills were to lose this game. Now, I would say, though, excuse me, I would say that it is a representation of what we're in for, and I think it already is. It does not have to be.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You know, every single year, these two guys, you know, battling it out. But I think it's going to be. I think it's a representation of what we're in for the next several years. Maybe the Patriots start owning this division for a while. Maybe it's one off and the Bills keep owning the division. But I think it's safe to say Josh Allen, Drake May, Bills, Patriots over the next several years is going to be fun, competitive football. There's nothing wrong with that. It's sports. Do you know how rare it is to have what the Bills have had, much less what the Patriots had before that? To win five straight division championships is really rare. Most consecutive division titles ever in the NFL was, I think, 11, way back in the day with the Rams. And then it's the Chiefs at like 7, I think, they've won, right? Or did they win 11? But either way, most consecutively, let me do division titles in NFL, most consecutive. I got to find the stat on this. Most consecutive division titles. Okay. Okay, no, the Patriots had 11. That's what it is. Patriots had 11 from 09 to 19. And by the way, before that, they were winning it all, and they had one off. And what the Patriots did was just no. We all know that. That was out of the stratosphere. That's not going to happen anymore, right? But even what the Bills have done by five in a row is, like, super rare. Patriots 11, Chiefs 9 in a row, which is ending this year. Rams 7 in a row. My apologies, getting the Rams mixed up in there in this group at the top. But so, yeah, it's okay. Like, it sucks, right? It sucks. You want to win the division every year. But passing of the torch, like, this is, you know what it is? It's normal. That's the word. It's normal to have another team compete with you for a division. It's normal not to win the division every year. I'm not excusing it, and I'm not saying that, oh, it's totally cool, just give the Patriots the division. I mean, like, when you say passing of the torch, no, what it is it's a representation that these two teams are both going to be good, which is way it basically should be in every single division every year. It just hasn't been in this one. I mean, look what happens in the North, in the AFC North. With the Steelers and the Ravens and the Bengals. Look what happens in the NFC East, a different team was winning it every single year for like 20 years. Something like that, whatever, 10 years, I don't know. Look what's happened in the NFC North. Green Bay, and then Detroit comes on, and Chicago. NFC West, you got San Fran, now it's Seattle there, the Rams. This is normal sports, folks. To own a division for 5 years is rare. And the Bills have no excuse. They should have been able to do it this year. They should have beaten Atlanta, should have beaten Miami. You wouldn't be in this position. This is on the Bills, right? They put themselves in this position to not win the division this year. This is on them. I'm just saying, this is kind of what happens in sports in the big picture all the time. One team comes up, they win titles, another team does, they go back and forth a couple of years, they both have good quarterbacks, they both have the best player, you know, in their division, their sport, their conference, whatever, basketball, hockey. This is kind of normal for sports. So no, I don't look at it as a passing of the torch, because I look at the Bills having Josh Allen still at 29. Now, you could tell me, and I'm sure there are people out there right now going, yeah, Bill Sal, this isn't going to be the same Bills team, and look at Mike Vrabel and what he's doing. Yeah, that's true. Guess what? They're going to have to pay their quarterback in 2 years as well. And then they're going to have challenges. Like, every team goes through this. So how big is this game for you? It's certainly incredibly monstrous in New England. 803-0550 is the number to call here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. The Bills are going to get probably a 5, 6, or 7 seed. They can still win the division. They have to win this week to do it. Then they're going to have the Patriots lose to either the Dolphins or the Jets in one of the final two games they play. They'll be favored, the Patriots will, but it could happen. So it can happen. It's mathematically possible. But you know what this win does this week? It's the win this week for the Bills mathematically puts them back in a spot where they have a look at the division, and that's great. But really, it's kind of a message as well, right? Like, yeah, it's not your division yet. We're still here, and we play in the playoffs. We're showing you that, you know, we can beat you here or there. When the Patriots came to Buffalo, they played the kind of game, as Sean McDermott said, they want to play. The Bills were forced to play the Patriots kind of game. Bills gave them the ball three times. They got it once. So they lost the turnover battle, 3-1, the Bills did. And it still took the Patriots till the final series to win the game. And I think the Bills take away from that is just don't give them the ball. Don't play that kind of football with the penalties they had in that game and the turnovers, and you'll be fine. I think that's what the Bills probably believe, and I believe it too, about this game. But if you're the Patriots, you're like, yeah, but that's how we play, and we're going to force you to play our game. That's why it's really interesting. 803-0550, Chuck in Westfield is first up on the Extra Point Show. Hi, Chuck. Uh-oh. Dan, do we have Chuck? Or is that... I'm trying to get Chuck. Dan, I don't know if Dan can hear me or not. I think that was Chuck. That was your phone. Something's wrong with your phone, Chuck, I think. So we're going to try and get you on again in a little while, all right? I don't think that was on my end, Dan. I'm not really sure. I want to make sure because that was sounding like some aliens were right there. See, we got him.
It's me,
Chuck.
Now.
Chuck, are you there? There, Chuck. I got you now. Go ahead, buddy.
There we are, Sal. How you doing today?
You sounded like an alien over in Westfield. You don't have aliens around you, do you?
Well, nah. You never know. I've seen them out here before. So.
Well, just be careful of the big lights you see out there. What's up, buddy?
Yeah. Hey, I actually think it's going to be okay if we don't win the division this year. Because I think if we're a 5 or 6 seed, we'll have to play Jacksonville and or Pittsburgh or whoever wins the AFC Central there, I think it was South. Or no, the Pittsburgh.
The North. The North.
Yeah, North. Okay, I get that mixed up. So
that's
if we get to 5 or 6 seed, I think that's going to be easier for us to move on into playoffs because we'll have to play one of those two as a 5 or 6 and then hopefully Houston and can beat one of the teams above us. So I think it helps us out if we don't win the division.
I certainly think there's an argument for that by a lot of people. The problem is, Chuck, and thank you very much for the call. You're not wrong when you think like that, how people kind of parse this, but the only issue with that is you do have to go on the road 3 straight games, possibly. But as he said, maybe Houston, maybe the 7 seed upsets somebody and they come to your place and you could play a game at home. Getting the number 1 seed is the goal because you get the bye. But if you don't, you want to still be at home. Going on the road 3 straight games is tough. You know, I'm glad Chuck brought this up. Because he said being easier. I have seen, this is another thing that's irked me this week. Okay? There's like an airing of grievances here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show today here on WGR Sports Radio 550 in a December show. Airing of my grievances, because my first grievance is, I cannot believe, it's not a grievance, but it's kind of struck me really wild how the Boston area is treating this game. And this is they've won Super Bowls, and it's like, oh my God, this is the biggest game in Patriots fans regular season history. Dude, like you've won Super Bowls, and it's a regular season, and these two teams might play each other again. The other part of this is totally separate. How much I've heard and read and seen these ridiculous debates online about if Josh Allen doesn't get to the Super Bowl this year and how it's an utter failure and he'll never do it and it's on him and all this stuff about Josh and Super Bowl as if sports aren't a team game and he hasn't played some of the greatest football ever of any quarterback who's ever lived in the playoffs. Go look it up. Josh Allen is statistically one of the greatest quarterbacks ever to play in the playoffs. Just because he hasn't gotten to a Super Bowl doesn't mean he was responsible for that. But what's crazy is this is what really gets me, all right? We got these Chiefs reporters and fans, national guy on ESPN who's like Jason Reed, who got all his shine this week from these ridiculous hot takes, right? It's like, here's Josh Allen, who is going to the playoffs. And let's just say the Bills fall short again and terribly we're like all mad about it and we're fire this person, fire that person. Everybody's calling up and whatever. Okay. Here's Josh Allen, who would be the quarterback in that situation, obviously. And everybody wants to kind of bang on him for not getting there. What about the dudes who didn't even make the playoffs? Right? Like, what does it say about them? I get Matt Verderam, who I know, I like, he's a friend of mine when we're out in media and we see each other. He was on this big time this week about how Josh is not he's not the best quarterback right now in the league, which is fine to say, but he kept pointing to losing to Patrick Mahomes. And if this is the year that it's the easiest for Josh to get there, the AFC field is weak. AFC field is weak. And if Josh doesn't get there, it's a failure. And I'm like, dude, if the AFC field is so weak, why did Patrick Mahomes not even make the playoffs? Does that not count? If it's so weak, he's finishing third in his own division. What does that say? But we're going to dock the guy who gets there and loses? It's the same thing that happened in the NBA years ago. I remember people would say, LeBron, look at his record in the finals. He has a losing record in the finals. Ha, ha, ha. I'm like, but he beat all these dudes to get there, and you're not even knocking them for it. It's like worse to get there and lose than it is to get there? What are we talking about? If this playoff has no Mahomes, no Lamar, and no Joe Burrow, and Josh Allen loses before he gets to the Super Bowl, why does that say more about Josh than it does about the other three? How backwards is that? I think it's weird. Let's get to David in Tonawanda. Hi, David. You're on WGR.
Thank you for taking my call, Sal. Want to basically state, I'm not really worried about this game. To a point, as a Bills fan, you would be. I'm proud of Drake May. Drake May is playing absolutely phenomenal. He's been playing absolute great game, definitely on his second year being a rookie. He's connecting with his team. The only thing I want to see, what's going to finalize this game is going to be this offense and this defense. They have to click. The penalties, they have to break down those penalties, not get as many. As long as this team can play together and they can look exactly the way that they've been looking the last couple games, I don't see why they can't pull out a W. To continue the destinies of this team and be able to see exactly how much further this team can go.
All right, thanks a lot, David. I appreciate it. They certainly have the ability to win the game. They are favored. Let's go to Rob in Connecticut. Hi, Rob.
Hey, Sal. What's going on? It's always a pleasure catching up with you, and thanks for being my eyes.
Yep.
Enjoy your show. Listen, you know, I have no concern. This is why I love the game of football. Games like this to look forward to. I'm not concerned about the New England Patriots. After last week's game and what Josh did, and I think Buffalo is definitely, they've got the momentum, and they know what they're very capable of doing. I love the fact that the defense comes out in the second half. They adjust at halftime, and that's what they've been doing. And my only concern is, like the last caller just said, I'm worried about those false starts and getting a little grabby on the receivers. You know, that's my main concern, but definitely not at all concerned about this game. I think we're going to show up. It's going to be a dogfight. We both know that New England is a good team. And, hey, let's go. And also, hey, go Navy. All right?
This weekend, right? Army Navy?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Where's the game this weekend? And my apologies for not knowing. Where's the game this weekend?
Oh, it's in Baltimore.
It is. Okay. I know they've rotated sites. All right. All right, man. Well, you enjoy that game, Rob. I got to run. I got Jerry and Kenmore as our last call before the break. Go ahead, Jerry.
Hey, good morning, Sal. You know what? I know we're not probably winning the division, and that's fine. Do you know why I need them to win this game, though?
To just because the Patriots fans are annoying?
That, but I need the Patriots to play out their schedule. I need Week 18 against Miami to mean something, and they're out there getting beat up and playing hard like we have for the last 3 years. Play out the schedule. We don't need them coasting the last 3 weeks of the year unless they're playing, obviously, for the one seed, which they could be. But I don't need that. We're going to have to go there and win at some point during these playoffs. I would prefer they be beat up.
I get it, Jerry. It's a great point, and you're not wrong. Like the Bills, have been beaten up throughout the playoffs over the last few years. And that's on them for not getting the one seed, and they have to play that first round. And when, I mean, they lost Gabe Davis in that Week 18 game down in Miami a couple of years ago. They had a couple of injuries. He was one of them. And they didn't have him for the playoffs. And, you know, you keep playing every week, and those things are going to happen. Speaking of injuries, we'll get to Sean McDermott and the Barnes Firm injury report when he joins me here in about a little over a half hour from now on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Dan, do we have Paul? Is Paul coming up here? I think we have Paul coming up here at 10:30, I believe. But we're going to try. We're going to try and we'll sort it all out. I was just in communication with Paul. I think we're going to have Paul Hamilton very quickly because I just want to touch on the Sabres game last night and look ahead to the weekend. And then we'll get right back to your calls and football here on a Buffalo Football Friday. We will talk Bills, Patriots. We'll get the injury report from Sean McDermott. We will get the and more. And we'll get the weather report from Pat Hammer in an hour from now here on WGR. Stick with me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.